Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many can't, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
The crowd is going crazy. Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to listeners from around the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in again tonight. To listen live, as always, you want to log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stop the Ants. What does ANT stand for? Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. Yes, I wrote a song about negative people. They're always telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You can do anything you set your mind to. And as the lyrics say, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. Inspiration for this song, somebody once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. Shame on them. Music is ageless, and everybody we know can't is a word we do not understand or recognize. Now, sometimes lyrics can come quick, as in this song, probably took about 15 minutes. But when I'm opening up a blank Word document, I have a melody in my head. I have a title for a song. I'm just thinking about words. I want to type words, what comes to mind. There's no pressure, right? Any part of the process with lyrical or chord composition, it has to be fun, right? That's the process for me. I want to make it fun. So take your time, you know, just jot down some words. And if you don't have it, you know, you can always save it and go back to it. No pressure at all to complete a song every time in 10 or 15 minutes. Our stream, everybody, is picked up from many of your favorite podcasts, including iHeartRadio, which we're very proud to be part of. Their replay is tomorrow on their website and also on their app. And we know there are many radio shows out there that charge their guests to appear. We will never do that. We'll always be 100% free to the artist. Our radio show concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording, of course, titled Original Lyrics Dream, my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website, russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums. I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead, and this is episode 104. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. All right, time to bring in my friend and engineer of the show, Bill Miller. Bill's on the east coast of Florida. I'm on the opposite coast of Florida on the other side. Bill does a lot for this show. Behind the scenes, uploading photos and music for our guests. Mr. Bill Miller, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you this week?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, I looked at the calendar and guests for the rest of the year, and I'm going to tell you what, Bill, we got some powerhouse guests coming up. Really happy to see some of those guests. And, you know, before you know it, our end-of-year show is going to come, and I always look forward to doing that. You know, we highlight certain artists and you know, play their track and give you some more background on them.
Yeah, I had a great time doing the end of the year that we did last year. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we look forward to that. We try to play 7 or 8 tracks for the show. And so, like, during the course of the year, Bill and I are always thinking about, you know, well, what are our selections going to be? And again, there's no way that we can rank anybody. Everybody's music that has been sent in is fabulous, right? So, you know, we just pick out a few that, oh, no doubt about it. You know, the amount of talent in social media, Bill, is incredible.
Yeah, it is. And whatever selection, I don't want anybody to feel left out or anything. It's a tough decision. I mean, it's really hard for us to pick out just a few songs.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we have another great guest tonight. We have a series of part two episodes, and very happy to have our guest back tonight. Are you ready, my friend?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get this thing going.
All right, let's rock and roll. All right, time for our next guest interview, everybody. You've been a slideshow of Regina Palmer and Tony Carlozzi with their band Giggle Fits. Let's play a great track, and this is titled Psychedelic Bliss.
Daddy always told me I was just too timid. Tried to toughen me up with some damn hard lessons. He said, girl, beat you down. You don't learn how. Tough it up. Show your colors. You must stand your ground, or somebody else will knock you down. Many colors now. Daddy taught me. Baby.
psychedelic.
Rock on, rock on. Let me introduce a great singer-songwriter, musician duo and another part two episode on the show, Regina Palmer and Tony Carlozzi with the Giggle Fits. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you both back. Thank you so much. Tony jamming on that axe in the background. Oh, you're welcome, man.
Thank you.
Great title on this track. Really, really like Psychedelic Bliss is very appropriate. Tell us more about this one.
Well, I had lyrics when we met that I had written. I've been writing, you know, in about every formula possible for a long time, but our signature has become just improvisational music. And we've been having, we had some issues and some problems to come up, and we've been dealing with some personal issues. And I don't know, it's like my dad's voice telling me these things, girl, you better brighten up. You got to do these. So I don't know. Tony started playing the guitar, and every time he plays any guitar, whether it's acoustic and or rocking it out with one of his electrics, he builds them all. And the lyrics, his music just speaks the lyrics to me. So that's just what come out of a session, a live session.
I come up with the music and the beat, and she just, these words just flow out of her. I don't know how we do it. I say we're musical soulmates. And the songs like that, I just play and put a little mini beach drum pedal on with my guitar and play, and she'll just get me. And these,
I'm just inspired by music. We do get each other. We really feed off of each other's energies, no matter what they are. And we just try to stay true to the art of truth in our music and not, just be ourselves and not try to impress anybody but ourselves and what we can do and what we can put on the table. So that's how these songs are birthed as of recent.
Now
we can do it either way, but.
No, that's a great way to describe it. Musical soulmates. I like that description, and it certainly works, right?
Well, it's pretty magical, I must admit. We have a blast making music, creating music, and we've both been so passionate about music for a lifetime. And both of us have tried lives. And coming together in May the 7th of 2019 was the first day we met. It's been like magical ever since that day. We just come together, and both of us with the love of music that we had and the journey that we both knew we wanted to take, it just come together as a full plan, and we've just executed it day after day after day after day.
Yeah, tell me about that. How you first met. And I was born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island, so I know all about New England and those harsh winters. So I know you guys live in New England. And how did you first meet to collaborate?
Well, we met online sharing music through one of our music groups. I became a fan instantly when I heard Tony sing. This guy is amazing.
And I became a fan of Regina when I heard her sing.
And when I started... I'm serious. This is the truth. I was so desperate to get my feet into music that I was using raw cell phone art and adding it to Reverb Nation, a cappella, no music whatsoever, because I am my only instrument. And Tony and the shares that I was doing with people, I was getting fans like unbelievable, like, you know, in just 2 years of doing that, I had 4,000 fans there, and I was like, wow, this is cool. So then when Tony and I met, he decided to fly to Dallas, and we were going to drive back in my car across all of the states back to Massachusetts from Dallas, Texas, where I met him at the airport to collaborate.
Just for music only, though. We said just for music at first only.
I was like, gung-ho, that's it. No, nothing about a relationship except that I want a good musical relationship. You know, we just both were not it was just, we kind of had that little pinky swear, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know where that little promise went, but anyway. Yeah, you must have. Because, I wrote one song called Never Say Never, and I literally should listen to my own damn advice sometimes. Because every time I say never again, ever, you know, sometimes God just has other plans. But together, I wanted to chase the music, and now we're chasing it together, and we just make a dynamic team.
That's great.
Beautiful.
It's meant to be. Meant to be.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I believe it is.
Tell me about some of your, I will say, discography or albums over the years. Tell us about some of your releases to current.
Okay. Well, we write and record every day, and we only release a small handful of those. But when we first started, we put out an EP. Our very first EP was
You
Can't Stop This. Yes. And then we followed that by a full debut album of 17 songs titled, Tony, help me. Been there, done that. And I have. That's why I forget. So that title kind of had its earned spot as a title album. And then we started releasing a few singles, and then I think we ended up about 40 of those. And then in January of this year, we just dropped a double album drop. The title of one is Improvisational Therapy Sessions, and the other album title is Raise the Frequency.
And on each album, Regina chose the tracks on
Improvisational Therapy.
Improvisational.
Mm-hmm.
And then I chose all the tracks on Raise the Frequency. They both came out really good. We had different picks that we like, so it made the albums very good because one album had all the ones I like and all the other albums had what she liked, and it just worked.
Would you think these releases have a concept to them, or are all the songs like a concept?
Well, our concept is to be able to just demonstrate and show the flexibility and the variations that we're capable of, because we are multi-genre. He can pick up an acoustic guitar and we can write a folk song in just the 5 minutes of playing it, or rock one out. I mean, to like just whatever the mood is at the time. And because of that, I don't want to stay in any one lane. I'm a fast driver and I'm pretty darn good on the roads too, so you better watch me. I'll pass you up.
except if there's snow and salt on the New Hampshire roads, you better slow down.
No, she don't know how to slow down.
I'm a careful speed driver, okay?
There you go. You make a great point, everybody. Listeners, and I do the same thing on my tracks. I want to display flexibility, and not one is the same from the other. I think that's really important.
Exactly.
You don't want to.
We've done everything. Yes, sir. From every key, from every genre, from every style, from every emotion. I mean, we just have fun with what we do.
Yep.
And we pour our emotions and stories into what we do, and it just makes beautiful art. It's very, what we do is creative. I don't know of anybody that's doing the improvisational.
Not what we do. No.
Art that we can just rock out like. It's nothing for us to come in here and write a six-pack of songs in a session.
That's great.
Very easy for us.
We have writer's
cough.
We have a music virus, and it's very contagious, and we hope we spread it to you. I'm sorry to tell you that, but we do.
Oh,
we
that's
hope
great.
You
I mean,
get it.
Yeah, soulmates, that's where it's at, that's fantastic.
Well, it's definitely contagious and burned us up like wildfire.
Yeah. Who do you guys look up to for inspiration in terms of other artists?
Well, Tony, you go first, baby.
I look up to the likes of, like, Jimi Hendrix, people like that, guitar players, Joe Bonamassa. But my all-time favorite, Steve Marriott from Humble Pie and the Small Faces, is who I really am influenced by. He's one of the best vocalists ever. If any of you people out there haven't heard him, go listen to him, and you'll see why he has the best. He died a poor man because the music business was very harsh to him, but he was very happy doing music.
We'll probably all die that way.
Yeah, that's another that's another episode where managers back in the day did wrong by the artist. But that's a great list. What about you, Regina?
Well, for me, you know, rooted totally in country as a child and growing up, my dad had it playing in the house 24/7. I think we even slept with the radio on country music. So I've got those roots. But then as a teenager, and I was, you know, getting introduced to rock and blues and all of the other pop, different genres of music, it was like any good song or great song would just grab me. So I really drew to the Eagles, Jackson Brown, Journey, you know, Styx, Chicago, just bands like that. And then, you know, I still had my country roots too, and somehow they just kind of crossed paths, and I just, there was nothing. I've been to, you know, big band concerts. I've been to Boots Randolph concerts. I've been to just about everything there is, and I just love music in all of its form of every art I've heard. I don't, hip-hop's my least favorite, but I can still appreciate the art in the artifact. You know?
Yeah, you can appreciate a beat, a basic beat in any song. You know, you can move to it, you know, you can groove to it.
Sure.
And, that's a great list that you have. The Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles are, you know, number one for me. The
I was
band
greatly
songs.
Inspired by Eagles.
Oh yeah, the individual efforts from all the band members, just fantastic. Well, everybody, time for another great track from our guest tonight, Regina Palmer and Tony Carluzzi, and this is another great one. I love the band name Giggle Fits. We'll talk about that here in a bit, but take the track. This is called Bad Clowns Frown.
Too many times in life, I couldn't get it right. Seemed like I walked around like an unhappy, sad clown. Clowning around, being a fool and staying down. But I got tired of being that fat clown. But I was so far down, didn't know how to turn that frown around. Was a lost soul, no stable ground, sad clown. Oh. I know I need to be happy. Turn these circumstances around. But I know now, after this long sad clown, well, she better smarten up and do more, or else sad clown will never turn that sadness around, turn the frown into a smile, turn that sadness upside down. Sad clown, such a fool. Took me a minute to figure out I can't change everything. Sometimes you just gotta pick it up and leave and move on to find your happy. Turn that sad. It ain't easy to make such a decision, but if I want to be happy, I must change these things I'm seeing. And when I look in the mirror, I don't like to see sad clown's frown. Gotta turn that sad clown frown upside down, upside down.
Very nice. And this is what we're talking about, flexibility from one track to the next. Great acoustic, yeah. Unplugged track. Let's welcome back Regina and Tony. Well done. Like the inspiration there. Well done. Very very dark acoustic, unplugged ballad.
Yeah, that was a deep one, you know, because before I met Tony, I had just put all my music in a briefcase and closed it up, and I was dying inside. I was not a happy person, and I mean, even though I, you know, turned my smile upside down for the children and was always laughing, and there was just a very deep core void in me, and I knew it was the music, but I didn't know how to get back to it, or it was just I think it needed to be written. I went through those feelings, and then, you know, I had to leave. I had to walk away from, I don't like to invest my time in anything that's a waste, and I didn't marry to waste time, but I had to walk away. Those are easy decisions to make, but if I want to be happy, I got to make these changes. You know, I got to change what I see. And so that's where that song was inspired from. That was a deep-rooted one that I just needed to get out that day. And Tony,
very nice.
Acoustic
very nice.
Love just spoke it out. It just come out.
Well, Tony, this question's for you. And I have seen on social media so many of the brilliant guitars that you craft. Just unbelievable pieces of art. How long have you been crafting guitars? And I know you have, you know, clients that you, you know, ship to, and tell us about that process. How long has it been taking place?
I've been about maybe 8 or 9 years now making my own guitars. I got into it because I really like guitars, and there was guitars that I couldn't afford, and I'm like, and I was wondering why they were charging all these thousands of dollars for these guitars. And I thought, and I thought I could make just as good. And I researched, and I learned how that I could either get somebody to make me the bodies, or I could buy the bodies, and then whatever I knew I wanted for my guitars, I could put them together and make them sound just as good as that. I have my first guitar I ever made as a David Gilmour tribute guitar, Stratocaster. That went over to a guy in Italy. He does a tribute band called It's the Pink Tones, and he wanted a guitar.
Beautiful.
He didn't want no name, nothing on it. But he's one of my clients. That was my first guitar, and then I did an Ace Frehley Les Paul tribute guitar for a tribute artist out of Massachusetts, and then I've done other guitars with other, like, indie artists. It's just a fun thing to do, and I can make them affordable. I work with anybody, price range, and all the guitars you hear on our album are my guitars. Like that acoustic one, I built that acoustic one. I just love building them, and I love playing my own, because I can make them the way I want them, and I don't need $1,000 guitar. I sure would have liked to have one back in the day, but now that I can make my own cheaper, I enjoy it.
Yeah, and everybody, Google search Tony Carlozzi, let's just say, makes guitars, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They're beautiful pieces of art. Well done, Tony. Just incredible design and craftsmanship, and just incredible. Well, tell us both about the name Giggle Fits. I love it. You know, it certainly makes you smile when you even hear the name.
Yeah.
Tell us the background behind that.
The first time we ever did a rail session, I said to her, she didn't think I could do music at first, because when we first got together for a few weeks or a month, I didn't break out no guitar. She didn't see a guitar. Well, anyway,
2 weeks, yeah.
We started doing the session. She had a briefcase with all these lyrics. And she said, well, let's do something. I brought my guitar up. She started to pull a lyric out, and I said, no, you put them back in there. You're not going to look. We're just going to pull them out and do them without you looking. And it was working.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, she would just start busting out laughing and having, and I kept telling her, we'll finish when you stop having the giggle fit. It's just that.
What was happening to me in the moment, though? He was not allowing me to see what title I was pulling out. And some of the titles that I was pulling out was a little embarrassing. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do this one. He's like, yep, let's do it. I started laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing. We had such a blast. Within, I believe it was like 44 minutes, we had pulled out, and he had composed music to 8 of my lyrics. One take. And they were all just like, wow. I was listening back, and I couldn't even believe it myself, because I'd really never recorded myself with music. I was an a cappella artist. So mm-hmm. I was pretty blown away at my own ability. But then to have him backing me, and he's just freaking dynamic, musically wired. I mean, he's just an old musical soul. And then I don't know. It was just magic. It really was. And from that day forward, we did sessions every day. It was like,
that's how
the greatest thing that ever happened.
That's wonderful. Tell us about being DJs at Extreme Radio. Now, you have a show Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Is that every week?
Yes,
every week. Mixposure.com, I don't know how we have not ever known about this honey hole, but we were invited there last October, the October 2020, for
a Halloween
song competition that the station was doing that I saw a post about. And we went there, we listened to the shows, and the music was like, wow. Where's this indie music then? Because, you know, I'm an indie music buff. I listen to it all the time. I love the stuff. Well, I'd never heard most of the artists on this site, and it was like, wow. And the more we listened in, the more dynamic it became, and it was like 13 years of indie music worldwide talent on that platform that we had never even heard about. So we just loved it and started visiting the chat room and mingling, and the artists there are like dynamic, and they actually come to chat. Singers, songwriters, DJs,
nice.
Every kinds of entertainers, all there chatting about what they do, how they do it, all the gear they use, and it's just it just felt like family home right from the go.
Yeah, and then they found out we were DJs, and they invited us. They asked us if we wanted to get on board. First, we were going to do a top 50 countdown, but that was kind of too long, so we decided to do like a Giggle Fits 30 pick kit. So we pick
right.
30 of our favorite tracks of the week, and we do it on
and
Saturday.
And it's so easy
Sunday
to find there. Because
yeah,
we just have this mass library of music that we get to go through and choose what we want to play. So our top 30 pick hits is all hits, all music from indie artists that have put their music on this platform. And I don't, it needs to be exposed. I mean, they get a lot of exposure there, but fans need to know about this radio station. It's dynamic. Every station, every DJ, the DJs there are all long-term seasoned DJs, singer, songwriter, entertainers themselves. And then they added us at the Giggle Fits on the weekend for the weekend shows. And then we rock it all 7 days a week, 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, our show on Saturday, 7 p.m., and we always do a double party on Saturday. We do our 30 pick hit, and then we do an artist chat room request show, an after party for
nice.
The chat room, because they share better music than we've ever heard. It's like a double party Saturday night ball. We call it a Saturday night ball, y'all. Come on.
And then Sunday at 3 p.m.
You're missing it if you're missing these shows. But we do have a blast there. We love DJing.
Everybody's
we love
like family.
Supporting indie music. We love being a part and a contributor to the musical arts in the indie music canyon that we found there.
Yeah, we feel the same way here. There's so much talent in social media. We want to bring it to the forefront, understand the inspiration behind the songs and lyrics. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's we've been doing this for 2.5 years, and, you know, the indie artists and social media need to be heard. And I know you guys feel the same way. You know, it's really important to do that. We're getting close to the end of our show, and I want to apologize. We don't have time to play your third track, Rock and Roll, but tell us about that one and how that developed.
Well, another improvisational session, but I'll let Tony talk about this one because he was the rock and roller behind it. I just went by what he was playing.
I have a mini beach drum pedal that can do like over 500 and something different beats, and we just fool around with that. I usually try to find a beat that's something interesting, and it just come out. I had this riff going on, and she just looked at me, and she got it, and she started singing. That's usually how it all happens. I come up and start playing the beat and the guitar, and she just looks at me. I don't even have to say nothing. She just comes up with all this stuff. It's like magic. I don't know how to explain it except like musical soulmates where we get each other.
Well, guys,
I'm lyrically wired, and he's musically wired, and together we just mass fuse twisted. Two
Here's
sticks of dynamite coming together in two separate packages.
If there was an
it's
artist,
dynamic.
Both of you, beginning in music tomorrow, if there was an artist starting tomorrow, what would you say to them?
I would say follow your deepest passions and don't ever listen to
and
the negative things that stop me from doing this for as long as I starve to death for it. Every day, because, you know, you've only got one day at a time to use. And if you don't use that one day to work toward the ultimate goal of where you want to be or where you want to go or what you want to do, but don't quit your day job, please, because you're not going to make a big living in indie music as it stands, unless there's some kind of new music revolution, which I'd sure love to create one, and I'm pretty much the creative to try. I'm about to that point of frustration.
Don't give up.
With
fun and keep doing.
You can
keep doing what you love.
That's right.
Do
it for the passion that drives you, not because you think you're going
to
become an instant superstar and get rich.
There you go. Regina Palmer, Tony Carlozzi, thank you so much. That's all we have time for tonight.
Thank you.
You know, thanks for being our guest. Please tell our listeners quickly where they can find you online and also your website.
Tony, go for it, baby.
You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on where every streaming platform. We're on Amazon. We're on Mixposure. We got the gigafit.indiemusic.com.
We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Music,
iTunes, iHeartRadio,
Deezer.
We can even be found in China. They sell our music in China. And that's hard to do, they say, but that's cool.
Awesome. We are worldwide distributed, so it's not hard to find the Giggle Fits with an easy search. And you can even search Giggle Fits or Contagious with the hashtag and find most of our music. I don't hashtag it as much as I used to, but that was our thing. You know, we have this music virus, and we want to spread it.
Well, Regina and Tony, thank you so much again. Part two episode. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Love the sound.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Bill. Thank you for your contribution and for your help. And Russell, we appreciate you. This is an honor.
Well, thank you so much again. I hope you both have a great night.
All right. You guys too. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Everybody, please Google search and support Regina Palmer, Tony Carlozzi, and their band, The Giggle Fits. You've heard their sound. Please purchase their music, and please check out Tony's guitars, a work of art. Trust me. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. I look forward to every episode, everybody. I just love doing this show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try to matter what you're told. Good night.